Cue the fancy intro music. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and this is Creative Freedom, empowerment for creative entrepreneurs, where can-do inspiration and how-to education collide to help you own your dreams without selling your soul. Creative Freedom helps you end the hustle, define success on your own terms, and build a profitable, sustainable business doing more of what you love and less of what you don't. I'm so excited you're here with me today. Let's get started. It's a rainy day here in Columbus, Mississippi, but we are not going to let that stop us today. Oh no, because we've got a whole armload of good, juicy stuff to share with you today as we wrap up this series on the most important lessons that I have learned as a creative entrepreneur over the last 25 years. In fact, I'm going to hit these pretty hard and fast because I want to get them all done this week. Why, you ask? Because I promised you guys in an upcoming episode that I would hit on this new concept from Mike Michalowicz called Fix This Next and the business hierarchy of needs. I've got my certification as a Fix This Next coach, and I want you guys to have this in your hot little hands. I'm teaching in A Club this month, the entire methodology, showing them how to do that. So if you want to be one of the very first, you want to jump into A Club. But next episode, I am going to unveil it all for you so that you have an understanding of how this works, how to apply it to your business, etc. But before I can do that, I need to hit these last four lessons that I have promised you in this series. So we're going to bang them all out today because they all go together. So I'm just going to whip through them real quick and then explain them. The first one is just a quote from Dwight David Eisenhower. President Eisenhower said, "Plans are worthless. Planning is everything." The second one is, "You can't control the outcome. You can only influence it through your actions, through what you choose to do and what you choose not to do." Your goal isn't always the goal. And these are things that I have said many times, so you're probably not surprised in any of them. And then the last one is, consistency isn't sexy, but it works. And you can see how all of these things tie together. So let's start with the big one. Let's start with planning, because a lot of creative entrepreneurs get stuck here. They either get stuck staying in planning mode where they're planning, and they're never executing, or they never make a plan and they fly by the seat of their pants. Chaotic creatives, I'm talking to you. I love you, and you need a plan. Now, plans don't have to be second by second, concrete, set in stone, and you need something, okay? So for all you linears who have your lives scheduled down to the millisecond, I applaud you. I can't do that. And most of the people in the world can't do that because our brains aren't wired that way. Linears need that kind of structure. So if that works for you, please, 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 by all means, go ahead and do it. But for the rest of us, we need a little more breathing room. We need a little more space in our calendars, in our daily to-do lists. We need to have some flexibility. We need something that's not so rigid. And if you're a chaotic creative, especially, you hear the word schedule, you hear the word plan, and you probably start freaking out or having panic attacks. I will not be hemmed in. You will not pen me in. I will not be in this time prison. So let us find a happy middle ground. There are lots of different approaches to creating your plans. The one that I use and I espouse with all of my clients is the Dream Blazing process. And for those of you who are in the Rising Tide, that entire program is there free for you to use. Please dig into it because it will help you make your plans. One of the big reasons that we fall down in the planning process is we're only looking at one piece of the stuff that we need to plan. And by that, I mean we're planning for our business or we're planning for our life, and we're not making a plan that is holistic and includes all the parts and pieces of who we are and what matters to us. Dream Blazing does that. Dream Blazing says, what's important to you as a human being? What's important to you on the personal level in the five key areas of success? Faith, family, fitness, fortune, and freedom. How do you define those? How will you know when you're successful in those things? And then we go, okay, business, how are you going to support making that happen? How are you going to support
me to have the things that I say are important to me to help me have the life that I want. I've had clients who've had goals like, I want to lower my cholesterol numbers. That's not a business goal by any stretch of the imagination. But when you recognize that in order to do that, you have to spend less time in the business, you start making plans in the business that set you up so that you can step away from the business more regularly so that you can focus on your health. When you look at what's important to you and then you use your business as a vehicle to help you get there, everybody's happier. You're happier, your family's happier, your business is happier, your clients are happier because everything is working together. But if you're building plans in one place and not the other, then you're going to end up resentful. You're going to end up angry when things aren't going the way you want them to and you have to start making sacrifices and decisions to let go of stuff that you really want because you didn't make a cohesive, holistic plan. So plans might be worthless, but the act of planning, the act of deciding for yourself what's really important and creating a roadmap to get you there, that is priceless because you learn how to think differently. You learn how to spot patterns. You learn how to think strategically. You learn how to see options that didn't even exist before or that you didn't know existed before. You learn how to ask for help because when you look at this plan and you go, oh my God, I can't possibly do all of this by myself, you now have a motivation to go seek the help that you need in order to stay on the path of the plan that you've created. But here's the thing. You can't control the outcome. You can only influence it through your actions. If I need help to execute on my plan and I turn to someone and I ask them and they say no, I can't control whether they're going to say yes or no. I can influence it by how I've treated them, by the kind of request I'm asking of them, by the relationship that I have with them, but they could still say no. I had that happen today. I reached back to my ex-husband for help with something for one of our kids and he said no. And sometimes those no's really hurt. I remember being married to him and asking for his help with something where he flat out said no, and it was incredibly hurtful because he didn't want to do it and he didn't think it was a worthy investment of our time, energy, and resources, but I did. And his no meant I wasn't able to do it, and that was very hurtful. Now, did that end my life? No, because I am here today. I chose a different path. I went in a different direction. I did some other things. So no is not fatal. For most things, no is not fatal. It's not final. It's just an opportunity to look in a different direction. So you can't control the outcome. And that brings me to the other piece. Sometimes your goal isn't the goal. That thing I wanted to do, that place I wanted to be that my husband said no to, ended up being frustrating in the moment, but it forced me to look at my business and my life and the direction that I was going and make some new decisions. That thing that I thought was the goal, oh, I just had to go there. I just had to be there. I just had to be a part of that. Getting that no opened my eyes to why was that so important to me in the first place? Oh, not for the reasons that I thought. What I really want is down this path in a different direction. And so I started to shift my attention and look down that path and see what was calling me there. And that's how I moved myself and my business away from serving direct sellers primarily to working with creative entrepreneurs. Had he not said no, I would have kept going down that path working with direct sellers. And who knows how different my life would be today? Who knows what would or wouldn't have happened if that no had been a yes? But I can't control the outcome. All I can do is influence it. And sometimes that goal that I think is the goal isn't the goal. It's just a catalyst. When I tell my clients that your goal isn't always the goal, it's to remind them that sometimes we have a goal that we've set based on the information that we have right now and the resources that we have at our disposal. So it's like walking around with blinders on. And if you put your hands up by the sides of your face so that all you can see is what's straight in front of you, and you can't see what's beyond your hands, and you're walking around with blinders on, you don't know what the options are beyond your hands. That's the world that you can see. And until you step out past where the blinders are, you don't know that there are all these other opportunities. Well, sometimes our goal gives us the opportunity, the drive to take that step, to get beyond the blinders of our comfort zone and step forward and go, okay, I want that thing straight in front of me because that's the thing I can see. So I'm going to step towards that. And as you step towards that, whoa, your whole world expands. You start seeing things that you didn't even know existed. All these new things, these new opportunities, these new ideas come onto your radar. And now you have new choices. Now, in that moment, if you choose something different, that doesn't mean you're a failure because you didn't hit that goal. It means that goal did its job. And that goal can be complete even if you've never achieved it, because it doesn't serve you anymore. And it's time to move to something new. Now, this is different than waffling on your goals. Well, I want this, but I don't, but I do, but I don't, but I do, but I don't. That's not the same thing. If you don't make a clear choice to step in a direction and you're waffling, that's disempowering for you because you're not going to achieve anything or be very hard pressed to achieve anything. If, on the other hand, you've been moving towards something and you recognize this isn't it anymore, I want this thing over here, I want to go in this direction, and I'm willing to leave that thing behind in order to go for this other thing, then you can mark that old goal complete. You can check the box. It did what it needed to do because that goal was not the goal. It was just a catalyst to get you to move out of your comfort zone into someplace new so that you could see this new option that has been waiting for you all along. Be willing to let go of the goals that no longer serve you so that you can step more fully into the person that you want to be, into the life that you want to live, into the career that you want to have, with the people you want to be around. We have to be willing to let go of those old things, and that doesn't make you a failure. It means you've decided it's complete. Period. End of discussion. Now, how do we get those plans accomplished? How do we start seeing more of those outcomes happening? How do we influence those outcomes? We have to do. And you've heard me talk about this before, or you've read my blog post before about plan, do, evaluate. We make a plan, we have to do, we have to execute on that plan. We have to follow through. We have to do the stuff. And then once we've done the stuff, we have to evaluate the results of all of that doing. Did all of that doing really work? Yes or no? Did it point us in the right direction? Yes or no? Did we end up in a completely different direction? And do we like that one better? Yes or no? But before we can evaluate, we actually have to do. We have to get off our butts and we have to take action. And we can't just take action once or twice and, oh my gosh, it's hard. Oh my gosh, this is a challenge. Yep. Nobody said being a creative entrepreneur was going to be rainbows and unicorns all the time. It's raining in Mississippi right now. And we had somebody throw a bottle at our window last night. So we have a broken window and it's raining outside. Life is not always easy, folks. That's the reality. And we can still be as consistent as we can be. If I just said, oh, it's raining and the window's broken and it's cold and it's wet and I don't want to do a podcast today, then I would be falling down on my responsibility to stay consistent. Not my responsibility to you. I have a responsibility to you. And my real responsibility is to myself, to build the thing that I want, to be consistent for me. The benefit is it's also consistent for you. That consistency flexes my muscle, my confidence, my courage, my clarity and ability to stand in the truth of who I am and what I know. And then I can deliver that to you. But if I'm not consistent with myself, I'm never going to be consistent with you. This is a commitment that I make to me that then you benefit from. And it's not sexy. And it's very important. It's very important that I show up and I talk about these creative entrepreneur types and how your brains work. It's very important that I share these lessons with you because you may not have learned them yet and I can save you the heartbreak. If I don't do it, who will? Nobody else talks about the creative entrepreneur spectrum because I'm the one who created it or discovered it. I didn't create it. It was already there. I just found it. But I'm the one who gets to talk about it. I get the pleasure and extreme joy of sharing these revelations with creatives all over the world who are like, oh my gosh, I finally feel like somebody understands how my brain works. And none of that would happen if I wasn't showing up every day being consistent. Because here's the truth. I've had a lot of people in my life tell me, I can't do the thing that I'm setting out to do. You can't do a video show. You can't have a podcast. You can't coach creative entrepreneurs. That's not even a thing. You can't make money online. You can't record a record. You can't write a book. I've recorded 3 albums, written 2 books, working on book number 3 and album number 4. I've toured. I've been on international television. I've done all the things that people have said I can't do. While they were standing around telling me what I couldn't do, I got busy doing it. And it wasn't always easy. It wasn't sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns. It was work. It was effort. And it was important to me. If I was doing this work with something that I hated, I would have quit a long time ago. But because this is meaningful to me and it's something that matters to me, I'm not gonna stop. And I have a feeling that you're probably the same way. You do this lovely creative thing that you do because you can't not do it. It's a part of you. It's an important part of you that you don't want to let go of. And if you want to make it a career, if you want to make money doing this thing that you love, you've got to be consistent. You have to show up every time you are able to show up. You have to work every time you are able to work. I always say, do what you can as you are able, because we all come to the table with different containers, and our containers hold different amounts. Some of us can do a whole lot and hustle, hustle, hustle. And some of us are like, look, I got an hour. That's all the energy I have. That's the best I can do. Well, then you give that hour and you give everything you've got in that hour. And then go live your life. Go take care of yourself. Go do what you have to do so that you can give your next hour the next day. And if you're sick and you need to care for yourself, then you're sick and you need to care for yourself. And feeling guilty about it isn't going to make it any better. You have to do what you can as you are able, and you have to be consistent. Doing what you can as you are able is not an excuse or an offer to be lazy about things and go, oh, I just don't feel like it today. That's not the same thing. Okay? There are going to be times when you don't feel like it and you need to buckle up and do it anyways. Chaotix, I'm talking to you. So many times I hear chaotix, I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not into it. And it's not a clear divine signal or a gut response that says, no, this is not the path for me. It's ambivalence and fear, maybe of success, maybe of failure, maybe of judgment. But if we're not doing our utmost when we show up to work, if we're not being consistent at doing the best that we can, then we're failing ourselves as well as our potential clients. They're missing out and you're missing out. And you can solve that problem really easily by being consistent. If you're brushing your teeth every day, if you're brushing your hair every day, if you're taking a shower every day, you can make these things a habit. You can make showing up to your studio a habit. You can make it showing up to your clients a habit. Doing your marketing, make it a habit. Checking the numbers and looking at the money, make it a habit. That's the whole point of the Creative Freedom Apprenticeship, is to make these skills into habits so that you're consistently marketing, managing, minding the money, minding your mindset, taking care of the core elements of a successful business. None of that stuff will help you if you're not consistent. Show up as you are able. Do what you can as you are able. And when you're able, do it. Do it with the utmost of conviction, the utmost of attention and focus. Put your heart and soul into this thing that you're building, because it's for you. And that doesn't mean it's selfish. That doesn't mean you're greedy. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing, because in serving ourselves, we get to serve others. By bringing these things out of us and into the world, other people get to benefit from it. But if you send one email or make one post on social media and nothing happens and you give up, we've all lost. There's a path that works for you. And I say this so many times, if a grown-ass man can make a living unpacking and playing with action figures on YouTube videos, there is a market for what you have to offer. We just have to find it. And it takes being consistent. It takes showing up. It takes being told no over and over because you can't control the outcomes. And consistency isn't sexy. There's nothing sexy about being told no. There's nothing sexy about sitting in an apartment with a broken window on a rainy day, recording a podcast to a room with nobody in it but me. This is not the sexy stuff. The sexy stuff comes later. You watch the Olympians running and skating and doing all of their sports, and it looks so graceful and so effortless for them. They put in years of grueling, unsexy effort behind the scenes to get to this point. And there are a lot of other people who put in just as much time and effort who didn't make the cut. And some of those people will just give up. And some of those people will do other things. And some of those people will keep going, and they'll be at the next Olympics. If you're doing this for the sole pleasure of seeing some kind of a reward in the next 60 days to a year, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And you probably should quit and go find something else to do. But if this is something inside you that you have to let the world know about, if this is something inside you that has to come out for your own sanity, because you can't not do it, then we need to find a market that wants what you have to offer. And that takes experimentation. That takes effort. That takes doing. That takes planning and execution and evaluation. So I'll step down off my soapbox now. But I hope you understand how imperative this is. These things go together. You have to make plans. You have to know what you're driving towards. You have to know the path, at least part of the path that you're trying to take to get there. And when you get on that path, you may find detours, and it's okay to let those goals go. It's okay to go in a new direction because you can't control the outcomes. Doors get closed all the time. And if you stay there, standing there, staring at that door, you're missing out on all the other opportunities that are marching behind you. Keep showing up. Be consistent. Do what you can as you are able. That is how you influence the outcomes. Keep showing up. Do the work, even if it's hard. Face down the fear, even if it's hard. Do I always get it perfect? Heck no. Do I mess up sometimes? Yep. And I do my best to clean it up. We are not perfect humans, but we can take action, and we can keep taking action, and we can learn from the things that we've done to make better choices and take better actions in the future. But none of that happens if you aren't consistent. Be willing to do the consistent stuff even when it's not sexy. Make the plan. Follow through on the plan to the best of your abilities. If you don't like the way the plan works out, tweak the plan and try again. And don't give up, because you're worth it and we need you. And if you don't share it, nobody else will. So that means we all miss out. And you miss out on getting paid, which, you know, that's no fun. Okay, now I'm really stepping down off my soapbox. If you need help staying the course, being accountable to the goals and dreams that you've set for yourself, you have an open invitation to join us in Accountability Club. A Club is a support group for creative entrepreneurs. We are cozy and intimate, and that's to make sure that you get your questions answered, make sure that you're seen and that your voice is heard. And if you're not ready to make that investment, join us in the Rising Tide. It is free. There are a host of useful tools, trainings, and resources like Dream Blazing to help you build a profitable, sustainable business doing what you love. You can even access the first 4 lessons in the Creative Freedom Apprenticeship at no cost to you if you're a member, so that you can try before you buy. So check that out. Visit our website to learn more. If you like this episode and want more episodes in the future, then we need your support. Leave us a review, share us around, support our Patreon campaign, and get exclusive bonuses that are only available to our patrons. We are still one of the fastest growing shows for creative entrepreneurs because of people like you, and we couldn't do this without you. So thank you. Next time, we are going to dive deep, deep, deep into the whole fix this next business hierarchy of needs, where you fall in that hierarchy and how to spot what you need to fix next so that you can keep your business stable and growing in a way that works for you. I hope you'll join me. Until then, for more inspiration and education to help you own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaking over at lisarobinyoung.com. You know you want to.